Well, it's December 18th, still 2022. We're green here, and this is an unboxing video for the Dell Alienware Quantum Dot OLED monitor, 3440 by 1440 pixels, and 34 inch wide. It's to replace the Acer that went possibly wrong. But the other thing I realized after I received it today is that it's possible that maybe the cable went bad instead of the monitor, and maybe it was the DisplayPort cable perhaps that caused the problem with the Acer. Maybe the Acer might still work, but if it doesn't, then that means it will be more difficult to use it with another computer, such as the old iMac. My old 2011 iMac, because I need to buy a new adapter to get from the DisplayPort output of the 2011 iMac to an HDMI port, because if the DisplayPort on the Acer is no good, if the input on the Acer is broken. But if it's the cable that's bad, then all I had to do was order a new cable. But the reason I ordered the new monitor is because this is an OLED monitor, and it'll be my main monitor, and it's the most money I've ever spent on a monitor, and it's not really that expensive, but it's the most money. Dell had a fantastic price on it on their website. It was something like about half the price of on Amazon, a little more than half, but not much more. So Dell's price was, I think it was $13 something, but with tax and shipping, the shipping was free, but with tax it was $1,582. It was a lot of money. I typically pay about $500 for a monitor. Even the best monitors that I have are only about $500. So this is the best monitor that I've ever owned, potentially, if it works and everything. But it's a Dell Alienware gaming monitor, so it has very fast response, but it's an OLED monitor, so it's got excellent quality display. Here it is. Here is the box. And I don't know if this is going to work as far as showing. I don't know if it'll be easy to show you what's in the box. I guess I'll have to take it out of the box somehow. What's in here? Oh, it just lifts up. Yeah, good. So I'm doing it the right way around. The other thing is I brought these monitor stands over too. I dug these out of storage, wherever they were, in the different closets and places where I store them. This is where the Acer monitor will reside afterwards, probably. Or on its own dedicated stand, which is this one, the red post on it. But one or the other of those two, I think the other one, this one is better because it's completely adjustable in height. This one has more adjustment in height. It's a Vivo, is it called Vivo? Vivo is the brand of the. They sell adjustable monitor stands that swivel and things like that. They're very versatile. But this is a Dell. So let's open this up and see what we have. It's exciting, but I don't want to get too excited. I mean, I like to be very alert when I do this, but not excited too much, because we don't want to cause any unnecessary mishap here, any mishap, necessary or otherwise. So what's this? It's quite interesting. Is there instructions on how to unbox it, I wonder? It looks like we're unboxing it correctly. Me. So lift this up. This is a monitor. Try to get the unwrapping. Try to get the wrapping off of it. There we go. So the front of it is protected, actually. The front of it is protected by a piece of foam that was taped onto it, in addition to the foam that's wrapping it up. So it's got protection. Has good protection. It probably comes with a stand, but I'm not interested in the stand. I want to put it on my own stand. It's already there. We have to check its dimensions, so we need to measure the 34 inches, I think. That's one thing. Put that back down here. Okay. That's the lesson, is to clamp the foam. It fell to the floor, still running. It seems to be running fine, but I don't know how this goes together. I guess these go inside. Yeah. Okay, like that, probably. Yeah. It came open. What did it do? I didn't latch it, I guess. The latch came apart. Let's see. Oh, here it is. It just fell right off. Oh, okay. I get it. I think I get it. Okay. I think I can do this. I'll slide these rubber. So you're not seeing anymore. Oh, I'm blocking it. I was blocking the camera there. I'm just sliding the rubber inserts. I need to get them in. There we go. I think that's in there. Okay. Maybe that's going to work. Now I need to get this latched and secured. There we go. That's better. Okay. But that's not going to fall, I think, now. I just left it unlatched, I think, because I thought it was easier, but somehow it came off. The latch came off undone. Okay. So, no harm done, apparently. There's the monitor. So, I want to measure it. Get the packing out of my way at a moment. I think I'll keep this video short because I don't want to work under time pressure, worrying about how long it is. It is 34. Yeah. The diagonal measurement is 34, so it's the right monitor, the right size. It says quantum dot technology on the outside of the box. I think that's the right monitor. I don't know if I saw the model number. Where's the model number? We have to figure out what the model number is. It says, quantum dot QD OLED. Quantum dot QD is what the QD stands for, quantum dot. OLED gaming monitor, it's 34 inch. It's curved too, right? Which I needed it to be curved to match the one that I had before. But this curve is a more severe curve, I think. I think it's either, well, it might be less severe. It's one or the other. It's not the same curvature as the monitor, the Acer. So, but I've got to disconnect, I've got to power down and disconnect the Acer monitor. And I'm not going to do that on cam, so. But what are we going to do with this? Let's flip this over. Yeah, let's flip it over. I want to look at the back of it, not without dropping it. I want to see. Oh, yeah. Right, so the very back of it, I see that it has screws for Visa plate mounting. That's what I wanted to see. That's all I need to know, really. I don't need to Dell stand. So all I have to do is detach the stand. You know, all I have to do now is go and get the Acer monitor. I'll power down my system. Power down the system completely. You know, turn it off. Then disconnect the Acer from the power and everything. Gather those cords together, but disconnect the power mainly. Get ready to connect this. Now, if I connect this to the... What if there's something wrong with the cable? That's the problem. So I might want to test first the other cable that works with the other Acer monitor, test it with the lower Acer monitor to make sure the cable is not the problem. Maybe the cable could damage the monitor too if it's not working properly. So I don't want to connect a cable that I don't trust to my brand new monitor. That's the other problem. Even though it doesn't seem possible that a cable could damage a monitor. You know, it could cause it not to work, but the cable can't damage the monitor, surely, no. I don't believe that. Because it would have to damage a monitor, it would have to jack up the voltage, I believe. It wouldn't just, I mean, switching the voltage would not cause any damage. You know, causing a voltage that was the wrong, a lower level, or you know, flipping it, or you know, making it negative instead of positive, or any of that would not. If a cable had a problem, I don't know if this is an active cable. I have no idea what it is. It's just as I don't think it is. It's a demultiplexing cable because it has to allow the monitor to detect the signal that's on the Thunderbolt bus. That's what it is. I need to think about that some more too, I think. But yeah, I don't want to disconnect this until I really thought about it. It's such a problem because I mean HDMI is not possible to convert easily from. It's not trivial, and it from DisplayPort, and to go from HDMI back to DisplayPort is even more difficult. It's just so that's why, I mean, it's better just to use DisplayPort all the time, I believe, with computers. And I wanted to do that. I was doing that with the Acer. It worked better. It was working perfectly with the DisplayPort. And then I had to go to HDMI because the DisplayPort stopped working on the monitor, apparently damaged by the power outage. And now I've said, well, let's turn that problem into a possible good thing, into a blessing, by buying a new monitor that's even better as a monitor, that will be my daily monitor, the one that I sit in front of every day. And I have other monitors, but it will be my front and center. And that's my idea. And now, the other thing is I noted when I bought it, I was careful to examine where the connections are on the monitor. They're in that bay, right there inside underneath, but they're off to one side, so they won't be interfered with by the central connector, which is the Vita right here. This square section in the middle. I don't want to put the weight on the monitor, on the center of the monitor. The square section, I'm risking dropping this thing. This square section here in the middle, that's where the Visa connection goes. So that's where the Visa mount goes. It's 100 millimeters by 100 millimeters. The one that this comes with and the one that the Himuru stand, Himuru, I think it's called, the stand came with. So they have to match the size. Because there are Visa adapter sizes that are 75 instead of 100. Not, I think the Himuru actually is universal. It has holes for both axes, so it's not an issue. But I wanted it to be the same. Because, well, if the monitor had a 75 and it wouldn't accept the adapter, because the size of the plate is you know, 100 by 100, then it won't mount. It won't fit in to the 75 millimeter hole. So you have to be sure that it looks like it's compatible, 100% compatible, right? So that's why you check those things. But anyway, I had a problem with my Philips monitors that the DisplayPort connection was right behind the center of the monitor, so I couldn't plug it in because the monitor stand interfered. There wasn't enough clearance, so I had to buy a special cable that had a right angle, or a right angle adapter you could have used, but I mean, it's better not to use adapters, so I bought a right angle cable, DisplayPort right angle cable, which I had to order specially, and I had to order two of them because I have two Philips monitors. And it's just that DisplayPort works better generally. So anyway, I mean, the quality is better. So I'm going to try to hook it up, but I don't know what I'm going to do here. But I think I'll just use the cable I know is good. That's what I'll use. I'll use the cable that I know is good. And I'll just hook up this monitor. I'll disconnect the other Acer monitor, or else I'll connect it with the other cable. That's what I'll probably do. But that might risk it, but I don't think the cable risks it. But if it did cause if the other Acer got damaged, I can use it over HDMI, because that's what I was doing with the other Acer. And it works perfectly well. It's just that it was not able to make it my main monitor. The HDMI wasn't able to connect on boot up on the first try and make the monitor the main monitor. So if I want it to be the main monitor, I need to use DisplayPort, apparently. It's faster. Therefore, it detects it better on boot. So that's why I need to have a DisplayPort monitor. The fortunate thing about this monitor is it has two DisplayPort inputs, not just one. So if one of them goes bad, maybe the other one works. This actually has two DisplayPort inputs. I like that about this monitor, too. And one HDMI. But, oh my goodness. So, I mean, I can't show you that because, you know, well, without a mirror or something. It's very difficult to show that. There, maybe I can, yeah. So if I can hold it, that's the problem. If we have, you see, I haven't even seen them myself. Yeah, so it's two DisplayPort on top, up on top here. There we go. Those two on top. Up here, one, two DisplayPort, and then one HDMI. Those connections right there. Yep, and then there's... It has a USB bus built into it too, which you can draw off of your other USB connection. You can plug in a Type B and then draw two Type A off of it. So you've got your upstream USB is another thing, which I've had that with monitors before, but they never worked before. I never. But that would give me one more USB connection that I wouldn't have otherwise. So that's another possible use for that monitor, this new monitor. But anyway, that's it for now. You can see I've got my work cut out for me, and I might do this tonight, but I might do it tomorrow, actually. I don't know which. I think preparation is good for things like this. So this is Ward Green. 21:12 hours, December 18th, 2022. Bye for now. I'll report further, hopefully, on this, and hopefully it will be good news. But any new product that comes in, we don't know. When we first get it, we don't know how it's going to work, whether it's how suitable it will be, nothing. So we just have to pray at every stage, because prayer will help us to remember what happened too, if it doesn't go well. So goodbye for now.